Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Growth Machine podcast. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today we have Dave Lee, the founder and CEO of DSM and DSM Talent. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great. Yeah, thanks, awesome. Shane, for having me.
Yeah, of course. Welcome to the show. So why don't you tell me a little bit about DSM? I always say you'll do a much better job than I ever would.
Yeah, not a problem. So DSM stands for Design Source Media. We're a web agency. We've been started 14 years ago and been focused on helping small businesses to other agency owners on a lot of web design development of websites.
Okay. Great. And so what is there some kind of special sauce that you guys have out there that makes you better than the other web design firms, or how do you approach things that's different?
Yeah. So some of our USPs is that we don't have a office, small, maybe like a little co-working space, but we're all remote. Majority of my team is in the Philippines and we run really lean. And also we are very specific in the technologies that we use. So we primarily build in WordPress, a little bit of go high level projects, but majority of it is WordPress. And because of that, we're able to go really deep and not wide, right? So anything outside of, let's say, digital marketing, like social media management or ads, we refer that out to our agency partners. But when it comes to web design and development, all the way into like API calls and working with different platforms, we can go really deep into that.
That's awesome. And then I guess, how are you currently finding your customers, right? So I'm sure you have a lot of competition. How are you currently bringing people in?
Yeah, a lot of our work, because we've been around for 14 years now, it's through referrals, right? We work with a lot of agencies and we essentially gray label our service. Some people might ask, like, what the heck is gray label? I get white label, but what's gray label? It's because our projects can be pretty complex. Our agency partners would share our name, like, this is Dave at Design Source Media, and they're our web partner, they're our web team, and they're helping us, either even put together the quote for this project and to help build and deploy and manage the site. But ultimately, the end client have the relationship with our agency partners.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. And would you say like the majority of the stuff you have coming in is like that? Or would you say it's more direct partnerships?
Majority are through our agency partners. We do have every so often, we got referrals from, because every time we build a site, not all the time, but like some of our clients we work with, we have like our name at the footer, right? Like, oh, who built the site? And people would see that, or some of our customers would refer us. That's how we get our business that way.
Got it. Makes sense. So let's talk about DSM Talent a little bit. What kind of brought you guys to found that and bring it under the DSM, umbrella?
Yeah. Funny thing is, completely by accident. over the years, I've built up my Philippines team and working with other agency owners, and they would say, Dave, your team is awesome. Where's your team from? And help me build my team. And I've said no for many, many years. I was like, okay, but I've shown agency owners, like, this is how you do it. But it's too challenging, because the whole recruitment process, knowing who to look for, and then the staffing. So after a while, after a lot of requests, and once we established an entity in the Philippines so we can start offering benefits to our own team, we decided, you know what, let's give this staffing a shot, right? And it became a really big hit. And our agency owner's like, yeah, you know, help us build our dream team. And that's what we promote ourselves as. It's like we're on the DSM talent side, we're helping agencies build their dream team. So starting with an EA to video editors. And if you ask me even like five to 6 years ago, like, hey, you're going to start an HR staffing company someday, I would have told you you're crazy.
Yep. I mean, it's kind of interesting when we create companies out of necessity, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that that's kind of what happened here. And, you know, I just hired someone from the Philippines as well. And, you know, people all over the world are really hard workers, and it's really nice to work with someone across the pond, right? Over in the US. And I think it's a really beautiful thing to get to collaborate internationally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so which arm of the business, I guess, is bringing in the most business for you guys at this point?
Yeah. Interesting that you asked that, because for many, many years, the website have pretty much dominated. And it wasn't until a couple months ago where, like, DSM Talent, the staffing side, slowly the numbers started beating out the website. But, you know, every month, like right now, October, November, right? It's November now. Man, I'm losing track. October, November is usually the busiest time for us, which is true for the website. And so look at the numbers, like November, we're in the middle of November right now. It's going to be pretty high for the web team. But overall, the staffing side is slowly surpassing the website just due to demand, right? Agencies really need help. They're short on staff. It's hard to find local talent, and and being able to scale their agency, it's important to be able to find help to do that.
I believe it. So how many people would you say you're placing right now, a month or every other month? Like, how many people are you guys placing right now?
Easily, actively, we have six open roles, like 5 to 6 open roles at any given time. We're placing about 6 a month right now. Nice. And so just imagine how much volume we're going through too. Each role opening, we're going through at least 100 to 140 applicants per role. So you multiply that by 6. So we're going through a lot of applicants, you know, just find the right talent for our agencies.
Yeah. How many do you currently have placed under your umbrella?
We are over 50. Yeah, over 50. I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but it's definitely over 50.
Wow, that's so awesome. Does it become kind of unruly managing all of them? Or I guess you're not really managing them at that point. It's more the client.
No, not at all. Because from the get-go, like, so a little bit of my background, I'm a software engineer. So I am really, really meticulous of our systems, our operations. And that's why I recommend for all the agency owners out there, have a system, right? You grow and you fall at the level of your systems. You fall or rise at the level of your systems. And so with that, from our staffing side, not only do I have a great team handling that, we have a recruitment team, we have our HR team, but we also have software, right? Just like in the US here, there's Gusto for payroll, or there's QuickBooks payroll too, right? We have our own separate system in the Philippines to keep track of all the payroll, the benefits, the insurance, health insurance, and all that. So that way we don't stress out about
it. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Well, that's very cool, man. I think it's really, really interesting having two separate income streams like that. I mean, really one, because it's all under the same umbrella, but no, I think it's cool. You get to meet new people all the time, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. Ultimately, it's I get up every day really enjoying being able to help people in general, right? Like especially now, yeah, we're helping the agencies grow in two different major areas, right? They're usually like we work with a lot of marketing agencies and a lot of video agencies. So usually their areas that they struggle with is the technical talent, like the technical knowledge of web like websites, because that's a big part of their marketing, right? If they're driving SEO or driving paid ads, right? The business needs to have a really solid website. And then the other component is, well, they need staffing. They're struggling to scale. And then third portion is like we're helping individuals. We're getting stories like, oh, thank you for the opportunity. I'm able to buy my first house now. I'm able to take care of my kids and my family because of the competitive pay that I'm getting and the benefits. And even in the difficult stories that I hear, like, yeah, I was in the ER last week, but I am not in medical debt, right? Because if without this insurance, without our HMO card, I would have been in medical debt. But instead, I was able to actually go into the best ER hospital in the Philippines.
Wow, that's really beautiful. I like that story.
Yeah,
That's
so
really cool.
those are our KPIs now.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And so, kind of tell me, like, what is the growth plan moving forward for DSM?
Yeah, absolutely. Our focus is really scaling up our operations. Looking at, navigating, we can't get away from AI, right? Navigating AI, and how, we're not afraid of it. Actually, we fully embrace it. Is how can we help individuals and agencies, the talents, fully utilize AI to help scale, their business. And so that's one of those pieces where no, we're not starting a whole AI agency. It seems like everyone is trying to do that right now. But for us, it's really focused on helping agencies scale through staffing and through unique, sort of resources like web services.
Yep. And so what would you say, like, is the biggest issue right now that you are facing with your growth strategy?
Well, I don't want to get into politics, but that's always a
Yep,
factor, right?
yep.
There's a few things, right? It's the unknown, right? We have like in the Philippines, there's specifically in the Philippines, there's typhoons, there's earthquakes, there's just recently, the Philippines been hit with a really big typhoon.
Yeah.
And so there's the weather, right? Piece. And then there's like the political, which affects the economical piece too. We don't know what we don't know. So that would be one of the concerns that we have right now. And then of course, there's always growing pains, right? We're trying to scale, but we're also holding back because we don't want to implode, right? If we grow too fast without the proper training, without the proper team to support, either A, as an agency owner, we're going to burn out, or B, your team's going to burn out and your organization will implode. And I don't want that happening either.
Makes sense to me. Cool, Dave. Well, I always ask, try to get a unique question out there before the end of the podcast. So here it is. What's your advice to someone who is balancing like two very different businesses?
Make sure you have all your systems and your team in place before you start a second one. So one good test is I want you to, your current business, if you have one and you're thinking about starting a second one, go take a 2-week vacation without interaction with your team and come back after those 2 weeks. Did your business, are there any fires now you have to put out? or is everything going well? And as a matter of fact, it started growing because you have team members that are closing sales for you. You have a team that is keeping up with the projects, right? You have a team that's maintaining your projects so nothing's falling through the cracks and you're taking care of your customers. And at that point, maybe, just maybe, it's a good time to start your second your division or business unit or business.
I like that. Go take a vacation.
Yeah, go take a vacation, right? Right.
Cool. All right, Dave. Well, thank you so much. If you'd like to learn anything more, if you're listening about DSM, you're going to be able to find both of their URLs in the podcast description. Again, Dave, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.